Hello and welcome to another episode of Has Opinions Podcast. This is episode 9. I am Daniel, one of your co-hosts.
And I'm Chris.
And each week we talk about things around the tech space, side project hustle, tech dads with kids, topics that we have opinions on. So you having a good week this week, Chris?
Yeah, it's going all right. Wesley just did his first week of daycare, so I have 2 days a week off, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, you look a little bit like maybe you have showered and done some personal care. Like, you look different.
I have a shirt on.
You've got a collar. Like, this, right. What's changed here?
Oh, my God. It's nice to get work done, just uninterrupted for a little bit. I don't even remember what that's like.
It's true. Yeah, and he's a little bit over a year, so yeah, it's first year for you.
He's super
active now. Yeah, he's moving around, and did y'all do the whole child proofing everything?
Yeah, mostly. Yeah, I guess we did. We have all the plugs have the plastic things in them. We have one like kind of brick hard thing, so we have a little padding around the edge of that. And there's one table with edges that we have like some things on the corner, but that's kind of it. We didn't go too crazy. Oh no, we have some cabinets that are closed. What else? I'll think of a million things all of a sudden.
Right.
The cabinets have that thing that make them hard for him to open. A bunch of them, not all of them, but you know, the dangerous ones.
Nice. Yeah. Your wife and kiddo came over, and we soon discovered how non-child-proofed our house is.
Which, oh my God, this kid will open everything he can.
We are in a different phase, but. My version of childproofing is putting things on top of the refrigerator. And so yeah. My son he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. He wasn't obeying. He had this wooden like samurai sword that he won at a festival. And so I didn't want him to have that because it was distracting him from doing his math. So I put the samurai sword on top of the refrigerator and we were making lunch today. And he just looks at it. He goes, oh, that's where that is. And he reaches up and grabs it from the fridge. And I'm like, well, that's over.
Hi, I'm tall now.
Like, I can reach this from standing on the floor. Like, yeah, okay, wow, that's great. Different phase. Cool.
Yeah, need an attic now.
Yeah. So my week is it's going pretty good. I don't think anything really has changed this week. I think we are actually doing like a lot of home maintenance, which is weird because we rent our home. We had like the trees done, someone come and spray for pests, and then we're having some delivery of furniture. Like, it's just like home spruce up, and then it was the bulky trash pickup. So that was, it's like we're Amanda likes to call us cozy minimalists. Like, we're not like minimalists, like we're gonna have two pairs of underwear minimalists, but like we want to be minimalist but feel a little cozy. So and that's actually from a podcaster, but I forget the name of the podcaster who coined that term. But we got rid of a bunch of stuff for the bulky trash pickup, so it's just like we're looking around trying to say like it's sort of like a bird like restuffing the nest, like just making it more cozy and right. Nice to be at.
We have that coming up. I forget. We just got the pamphlet for it. It's in a week or two, so I got to put some stuff out. There's also a neighborhood sale, and our neighbors are being part of it. We're not, but our neighbors are, and they offered to let us give them some stuff. And I don't think That's they brilliant. Really know what they're in for, because they have like a ton of old baby stuff that we never used and don't want to use. So we're just going to give them a bunch of stuff and hope that someone takes it.
That's nice. So are y'all that? So there's two types of garage sailors, I think. Like, for us, it's like you're taking my stuff away and giving me some form of money. I don't care what it is. Like, it's a win-win for us. So we price things super low. And then we'll go to other garage sales and people will price them like, this is $200 new, so I'm selling it for $190 and you should take it. And I'm like, it's got your funk all over it.
That's
like,
not a garage sale.
No, it's not.
That's eBay.
Yeah, and I just sort of put it down and walk away. I'm like, okay, you're selling it for $200. I'll give you $50.
And yeah, the benefit of someone taking this stuff away from my house far exceeds whatever the monetary value of it might be.
Yeah.
I just want it gone, and I don't want to put an effort into it.
We make it till about noon, and then we're like, this sucks. Let's go. I go put a post on Craigslist free and say, come pick it up. And within like 10 minutes, someone pulls up in a truck and removes everything.
Perfect.
And I'm like, those people are in it to win it. They have a system. They're going to find the things of value and get some sort of return on this time investment. And I'm happy to fuel their enterprise.
I like it.
Yeah. Cool. So this week we are going to talk about sort of a something we had on the agenda was an audio gear bonanza. But really, I just wanted to sort of talk about the hardware we use. We have a friend in our Slack who's maybe he's dipping his toe in the Windows ecosystem. And then we've talked about that some as well, but just sort of wanted to set a baseline. Like, what are we, you know, we both are remote workers and we work out of our house. What do we use for our technology? So the first question is sort of like, what is your main drive? What do you log into every day to get your work done?
The iMac, literally the best computer Apple has ever made, is an iMac. I have a 2015 iMac, so it's starting to get its age in there a little bit, starting to feel it a little bit, but really not nearly as much as I would feel a three-year-old laptop. iMac's holding up really good.
What size?
27.
Nice. Yeah. Yep. So the same here. I'm on a 27 or 28, whatever the largest iMac is. Mine is 2018. So it is a few months old. Because I got upgraded this year. And yep, I'm real happy with it. The screen's beautiful. And
the Retina is amazing. It doesn't slow down. Everything runs fine on it for me. I don't have like weird fans going off all the time with my laptop.
Yep, and I moved to this from a late 2013 MacBook Pro, and it has this amazing bulging battery, which I'm afraid is going to burst at some point. So yeah. The battery life's horrible, and then when I type, like it rocks back and forth because it's no longer flat. It's no longer flat on the bottom.
It's about to explode.
It's got a tumor.
This is fine.
Yeah, so it's not really being used anymore. I've been meaning to take it to the local shop here that we have in San Antonio that services Macs, but I don't know. I'll do that eventually, or just buy a new one. But yeah, I've been very happy with my iMac.
iMac is the thing I'll buy again. I'm really hoping. So I got mine through work. One of the benefits of being remotely employed, some employers provide computers, and that's what the iMac was. So I've bought myself, I don't know, one Apple device in the last 2 or 3 years or something like that. And that's the laptop I'm on right now.
Nice.
So I'm hoping to get a new iMac maybe this year. I don't know. We'll see at some point. Ian actually probably listens to these, so I don't know if I don't really mean to bag an iMac off of him, but we'll see if he listens.
Definitely. Send it in the mail, sir. Send it in the mail. Cool. Let's see. So we are on main drive. Yeah. Anything else like sort of connected to your iMac that?
Oh yeah, for sure. Definitely a second monitor. I used to have a cinema display. That one got a little funky on me because the plug, when you jiggle it too much, just like shuts off. So if I shook my desk or something by accident, my second monitor would go off. And then the first monitor does that weird refresh thing that Apples do. And then I'm just waiting for a few seconds for it to go back. And then I ended up getting a Dell second monitor that was like another 4K monitor, which is nice because it's nice to have the Retina on both screens.
And do you have the vertical orientation?
Not anymore. I did at some point. I really do like that. But at that time, I had three monitors total, right? So the iMac and then two others. I eventually got a used like gaming monitor, essentially. That's another, is it 27 inch? Just another 27 inch or something like that. Gaming monitor, not Retina, but, you know, it's fancy. And that coincided with a gaming PC I built myself last year.
That's right. The gaming PC. The
largely unused gaming computer.
I need time away from family and friends machine.
Yeah, it didn't work out that way.
Talk about audio gear in a second, but I have like some just basic speakers plugged in to my iMac. I have a Retina display, or excuse me, an cinema display that I use my laptop, but it's set up for the laptop in case the kids want to play like Minecraft or something using the, you know, the ticking time bomb laptop. And then I have a Mistel Barocco, which is a split. It's a keyboard with mechanical keys, and then it's split because I've for like 20 years I've been fans of the like physically cut in half keyboard to where I can use my hands not in a sort of closed V formation, but out more like a W, because that's just more comfortable for me to type. And since I touch type, it's not a big deal. And then I had a trackpad, but the batteries died and I don't want to go downstairs to get more. So I'm using the Courage level, mouse, Apple mouse.
The newer trackpads, man, they're really nice. You just recharge it. You have to plug it into the USB, but, the battery lasts forever. They're really nice.
Cool. I think I might have to upgrade to that. But, other than that, that's all on my, IKEA, sit stand mechanical desk, which is great. After they had a huge recall on the power supplies because they were just breaking. So I called their number and they shipped one out to me like in 2 days. It was super fast. Or no, nice. maybe it was a week. It was like straight from Sweden. But I haven't had any issues with it since. I can stand up.
Being sarcastic. Straight from Sweden? I sort of don't believe it.
No. It was straight from Sweden. It took like 5 days, and it was from Sweden. And I didn't even have to like really prove that I had purchased it. I was like, hey, I have this sit-stand desk. Bcant, that's what it is, Bcant. And she's like, yep, what's your address? Like, she didn't even, nice. She right. didn't even hesitate.
She had like, so many of those calls today. She's like, all right, here you go.
Yeah, we're just shooting things out like candy. So, but yeah, this is where I spend all my day, and yeah, it's a good setup for me.
Cool.
So,
so I also have a sit stand desk. I forget the name of it, but it's one of those like bamboo topped. God, what's the brand? It's kind of a common one. Whatever, it doesn't matter. I like it. Sit stand is nice.
I think I researched a bunch of them when I was trying to pull the trigger. I didn't want to spend like $1,000 or $1,200.
Jarvis, right? Is that the brand?
That sounds right.
Okay.
And the Bcant was like $750 or something, or $700.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
stupid cheap.
Right.
Yeah. So it was like, if it doesn't work, it's only $750. So
yeah.
But it's.
I'm sorry. What?
Oh, but it's been working.
Good. I got into the mechanical keyboard thing, sort of, in that I bought something that is more clicky than the Macintosh keyboard. I didn't get into like the true mechanicals that are like super clicky and customizable and all that stuff. But I basically have a gaming one. It's like a Razer Chroma something something. It's nice. Like a mix between completely clicky and not clicky at all. It's a halfway one. Feels nice to type on.
Nice.
Yeah, and definitely a mouse that was not a Macintosh brand mouse. I definitely had like a one you would see on a Windows computer and not on a Mac computer usually, because mice are terrible on Macs, and I don't know why they can't get that right. But I love a good Logitech, or in my case, I got another Razer mouse, which is also pretty nice.
Cool. And I've shown, like, I've told you about this Mistel keyboard I have. Like, there's a menu and a function key where you can change the LEDs, and it, like, goes all rainbow, you know,
nice.
Vomiting unicorn on you.
Gotta have the RGB.
So my kids figured out, like, they love that feature, so that they will come in here when I'm not in here, and they will change the color, layout and change like what it's doing. But what they don't know is when they do this certain sequence, it changes it from QWERTY to Dvorak layout. So I'll walk in, try to log in, and I can't log in because I can't type Dvorak. And so I have since had to like write a little reminder to myself, this is how you change it back, because they keep doing this to me.
Good.
Like it's
an old man sticking
it's out. An unknown troll that they've been doing. So
is it unknown? Maybe.
It's unknown to them. I don't think they know they're doing it. They're just like, look, I'm making colors. And then that's our main drive. So what do you use for mobile? Like we sort of talked about our laptops, but what's your mobile setup?
I bought a MacBook Pro this year, although I think it's stuff 2017, not a 2018. But I can click on about this Mac and find out right now. Sure. It is a 2017 13-inch MacBook Pro. I do not have the touch bar. I got the best I could under the touch bar version. So I had to sacrifice a little bit of CPU power for that. Cool. I originally got the MacBook, not the MacBook Pro, and I really loved the form factor of that. It was very close to a MacBook Air. The USB-C ports were one on each side, which is nice. But it was a little too slow for just development. Even for development stuff, it felt slow. So I got a MacBook Pro instead. It's a little heavier. The form factor is not as nice. The USB-C plugs are on the same side on the left, which I don't like because it's just less options. You know, putting a wire behind it, you know, having to bend it behind it and all that garbage. Definitely less flexibility. And of course, the MacBook Pros all have the issues that everyone complains about with the keyboard and the battery life on this like isn't as good as other MacBooks I've had.
Yeah, I don't have a good mobile setup. Pretty much my mobile is my iPhone. So we recently got iPhone 10s probably about 3 months before the updates, which I'm not too sad about because we were updating from iPhone 6. We went from a 6 to a 10, so that was a huge upgrade for us, and we're happy with the hardware. So, yeah, I went through a period where I deleted everything off every app off of my phone, but have since we were taking some trips to Austin and to the coast, I put on like work email, which is it's segregated from my personal email, a GitHub app where I can sort of check pull requests and stuff and sort of check in with contractors who are doing work, and then a couple of other apps that are sort of work related. So it really is a pretty good mobile workstation, at least just to check in with clients and check in with contractors and stuff.
Cool. That's neat. What if I know that?
All right. So audio gear. So I recently last month updated my audio gear because I was tired of hearing the garbage sounds that my previous microphone was giving me. And I pretty much bought what you told me to buy. So what do you have for your setup?
Okay, so you did that, but of course I'm having huge trouble with my audio quality with the last few months. But whatever. We have the Hale PR40, which is a decent mic. I've read a lot of reviews on different mics. There are some that are better, so a lot of that are worse. I like the Hale PR40 generally. It comes in a little quiet, so some people add a cloud lifter or some kind of like preamp thing. And in addition to that, it's plugged into a Scarlett 2i4?
I got the 2i2.
And the 2i4 just has two inputs. I don't even know why I spent the extra money for that, because I'm never going to have someone here for that second input. But whatever.
Well, it's for your electronic accordion. You can plug that in.
Right, exactly. That thing. But either way, it's nice. The preamp is good quality, so I like that. And let's see. So I got my recording little closet set up, and I'm actually using it finally. So I got a cheapy mic for my main computer so I could just be in phone calls and have it not sound crappy with the built-in mic on the iMac. Now, that is like a $40 to $60 mic, the ATR2100 I got, which is a USB mic. It sounds very, very close in quality to the Hale PR40. It's definitely not as good, but is close enough. Just close enough to make me a little bit angry about spending the money on the PR40.
The expensive one costs, yep.
Yeah, exactly. So the PR40 does sound better. So whatever, it's better. I also bought it 3 or 4 years ago now, so like the sunk cost sting doesn't feel nearly as bad as it might if I like had discovered that way sooner.
I think that so I've been really pleased with this mic and with this setup. One thing that I wanted that has increased our consistency in recording is that with my previous mic, it was something that I never wanted to leave on my table. So I would have to set it up and, you know, bring it out of the storage, set it up and configure it to do any type of recording. But with this setup, I just sort of push it out of the way. And when I want to hit record, I just pull it back and start talking.
Yeah, so you had the Blue Yeti before, right?
Yeah.
That thing is super heavy. I had that before also.
Dude, I traveled. When we went to Europe for 3 months, I carried it with me because stupid me. I was like, yeah, I'm going to record videos and do, you know, all this content creation on the road. I did nothing with it. It was such a boat anchor.
The stand is heavy as hell. And the mic itself is also big and kind of heavy for a microphone, but the stand is like super heavy.
And when we went to Europe, we went with just backpacks. Like literally the kids were like, 3, 5, and 7, and we must have been terrible parents. You know, you must carry your own bag. If you can't carry it, you don't bring it. And they're like, our toys. We're like, no, you must carry. So I had a Blue Yeti in my backpack, and I carried it all around with me, and it was not the greatest. So I should have gotten something much more compact.
The Yeti is like kind of okay. It picked up so much noise because what is that, a condenser versus what's the other kind? I don't remember the terminology.
I don't remember either.
That's okay. I'm typing to look it up because I remember I have a blog post about it.
It would pick up the neighbor's thoughts. Like, there's no way to turn it down.
Oh my God. It picks up everything. Dynamic versus condenser. So dynamic is what we have with these Hale PR40s. Right? Yeah, dynamic. And then the condenser microphones supposedly have a broader, richer sound pickup, but they pick up everything. So you have to have like professional setup.
Gotcha. Yeah. And which I don't, and which you're not going to have in an Airbnb, and which I'm not going to have renting this house because I can't, yeah. I don't really want to change anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Yeah. So, so that's our main drives, our mobile setup, and our audio gear. So what would you change? So what would be your dream setup?
Very similar. I would just have a new iMac or maybe an iMac Pro, which what they start at $5,000. So great. That's not happening, but that would be pretty cool. But the iMac is like really my favorite computer. It's so good. It like things like PHP Storm that a lot of people complain about are slow. It's not slow because the CPU is, you know, it's a desktop CPU. It's not a laptop CPU. So right. It really has that power. It indexes in PHP Storm very quickly for me. So I never feel that sting of like, oh, it's super slow because it's taking 10 minutes to index the files in this project.
Yeah.
And just stuff like that, video encoding, when I do screencasts, it's great for that. You know, the laptop Mac versions are all much slower at that because the CPUs are, you know, built for less power usage versus the iMacs, which can just draw power from the wall. So they don't have that limitation. I did build this gaming PC, and the gaming PC is actually a little overpowered, but I haven't used it for anything that demands that power. It's a complete waste. But I could do some video editing on it and that kind of stuff. However, I usually use ScreenFlow, and that is not a PC application. That's Mac only. Mm. So I don't know. I mean, I would like to kind of compare apples to apples somehow on Mac versus PC for that, but I don't have an app that does both systems. But it has a super good CPU, graphics card, solid state drive, the NVMe variety that uses a PCI slot, so it's like super quick. That's a really nice computer.
I think that's it for our hardware wrap up. The only other stuff we use, I'm staring at a Logitech C190 webcam that gives a little bit different video than the built-in FaceTime camera on the iMac. And then I'm using a pair of headphones that are, I think they're a Skullcandy 6-year-old pair of over-the-ear headphones that I got for Christmas.
Oh my God. Yes. Like, the headphones I have on right now are Sennheisers. Let me look. The Sennheiser HD 280 Pro, and I think they are 10 years old, and they are perfect there. The sound is great. They're not broken in any way. They're just like this amazing, they weren't that expensive, maybe $100. Great pair of headphones. It's not totally noise canceling. It's like noise muffling. I don't know what the medium version of that is versus no noise canceling and complete noise canceling. But they're good headphones. They're nice. Still tight. Like, I don't know how this has lasted this long.
No kids. You haven't had,
kids. Exactly. Yeah. I have had to rescue this pair before from his grasp.
Mine are broken in two places and have electrical tape on them. So I'm not sure how much longer they'll last, but for now they're still working. Oh yeah, and there's shrink wrap around a part of it where a kid chewed through it. So.
I have a pair of wireless ones also that are steel something, or the Arctic 7 maybe, which Steel Series I think is the brand. And they're decent. You know, the sound's not as good, but they are wireless and have a rechargeable battery that lasts quite a while. So that's pretty nice.
So that's our hardware bonanza and what we use in our jobs day to day to get the work done. If y'all have any suggestions or anything that y'all, any questions that you have about what we use to do our jobs or any sort of recommendations on hardware that you use, we'd love to hear it. So you can send that to hosts@hasopinions.wtf. If you enjoyed this episode, give us a positive rating over in the iTunes store or in the podcast app of your choosing. We'd love to see it. And we're really glad you listened. So Chris, where can people find you out on the net?
I'm at Fideloper and serviceforhackers.com and my sequel, backups.tv, a course of which I've finally started actually recording videos for this week. Yes,
I saw that, and there was definitely not any curse words used.
None. None that I need to edit out. None at all.
And I am GrowDev on Twitter. I recently turned off my Instagram because I just wasn't using it and I was tired of seeing other people. So it's a phase. Maybe it'll come back. But for now, I'm on Twitter at GrowDev, and shopplugins.com is my marketplace where we sell WooCommerce plugins. So yeah, so we'd love to hear from you guys and gals who are listening. And until next week, we will see y'all. Have a great week.
See you later.